Welcome to the award-winning 4-H'er of the Week program on WLEN.com.
Good evening. Welcome to another edition of the 4-H'er of the Week here on 103.9 WLEN. Hi, everyone. I'm John Kane, and my guest here this evening is Libby Fee. She is with the State Line Hustlers. Hi, Libby.
Hi.
We're going to start right off and tell us a little bit about your 4-H career. How long have you been involved in 4-H? Has it always been with the State Line Hustlers?
Yes, I've always been involved in the State Line Hustlers. It's been for like 6 or 7 years now.
How did you get interested in 4-H? Was it a family connection?
Oh, yes. Family 4-H. Oh, yes. All the way. Well, first I joined my uncle's last year. So his last year was my first year. And so I kind of got used to it then.
And so you've been able to recruit others, haven't you?
Oh, yes. A bunch of cousins, my little brothers, all that jazz.
Yeah, she was just going on and on about how wonderful her brothers are. So, so how many years now have you been involved in 4-H?
Like 6 or 8.
8 years you've been, so quite a while. One of the things I didn't mention is what grade of study are you currently in or will be going into, let's say, in the fall?
I will be a junior.
Okay. She's going to be a junior. So that's how her 4-H career started. We're going to talk to you about projects now. Let's say, what were the first projects you got involved in as a young 4-H'er?
Oh, I did a bunch of crafts my first year along with my swine, my pig.
So you've always been involved in pretty much both ends, both animals and static projects?
Yep, and I also did performing arts as well.
Oh, what kind of performing arts?
I did dancing, and 1 year I did singing, but that didn't last.
Well, you know, everyone has to, but you're still doing the dancing?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's cool. So on both ends, let's talk about the work you do with your animals. Have you always worked with pigs?
Yes, I have.
From the beginning?
All 8 years.
What do you like about working with pigs? Can you tell me?
They're just like big dogs. They're cuddly and everything. I mean, they're so adorable. I love them.
I guess, you know, and for a lot of people out there that are listening, I guess you kind of be there, get used to cuddly pig.
Get like a relationship with them as more time you spend with them, and it's amazing.
Okay. So you're into pigs and dance, and obviously you have an outlet, and we'll get to that in a minute as far as showing your pigs. What are the outlets for your static projects and the dance routines that you do?
Well, I do some hip-hop dancing mostly, and like I find dances on YouTube, and my grandma helps me with them, and like we cut it down and stuff, and we do it all. And then my mom helps me with my static projects.
What static projects are you involved in mostly right now?
They're all crafts.
You do different kinds of crafts?
Yes.
Okay. So obviously the crafts you get an opportunity to also show at the fair, correct?
Oh, yeah.
What about your dancing? Where's the outlet for that? Where do you perform?
We perform on the band shell and I like the stage.
She likes the stage. Okay, so, you must be busy. How much time are we talking about? I mean, between taking care of your, and how many, well, let's get to this first. How many pigs do you currently have? Is it just one?
Well, I show one, but we currently have 6 at the barn right now.
Okay, so there's work to do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So between the pigs that you show and work with, and your static projects and your dance. And, of course, let's not forget school, right? So you're busy.
Oh, yeah.
You're absolutely busy. Well, that's great. I mean, you know, and it looks like you're, you know, you can't really see it because we're on the radio here, but you can hear it in her voice. She's smiling a lot as we're talking to her here. So she really likes what she's doing, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you do. So we're going to talk some more with Libby about some things that are coming up, and we're going to be back with more right after we take time out for this here on 103.9 WLEN.
You're listening to the 4-H'er of the Week on WLEN.com. You can hear an all-new edition every Tuesday night at 6:30 p.m. on 103.9 WLEN.
Okay, back here with the 4-H'er of the week, Libby Fee from the State Line Hustlers. All right, Libby, let's talk about a few things. You've been in 4-H for a while. Have you gotten involved in any of the leadership end of the 4-H as far as your chapter's concerned?
Yes, I'm actually the reporter of my 4-H club.
She's the reporter. Well, isn't that great? You know, we have reporters here too, you know, here at the radio station. Is that something you like?
Yeah, I'm also the reporter for my FFA chapter back at school.
Okay, so she's into doing reporting. Well, you know, that's great. What about the fairs? They're going to be honest before you know it. How are you doing with that right now?
I honestly cannot wait for it. I still got my projects to finish and everything and, like, take care of my pig, but I can't wait for it to be here.
So as we're talking now, are you finished with school for the summer?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you have a little extra time to do some things. But when you're working with your pig, how many hours a day do you have to spend working with your pig to get him ready to show? Is him or her ready to show?
Her.
Okay, her.
Well, we just started going out because we don't have them at my house. We have them at my great-grandpa's. We started going out every morning and every night to feed them, and then we normally walk them afterwards so they can, like, get some muscle. And it's really fun. I get to see my cousins and everything because they come out too, and it's a lot of fun.
And so you have to work to respond to your commands. I mean, that's what the show part of it is, isn't it?
Yep.
They got to go through their paces.
Yeah, and it's a lot of practice.
And you got to show the judges and the cows. Is she responding well?
Yeah, she actually has been pretty well, and I'm thankful for that. Normally, they can be real trouble.
Oh, no. I've never heard of an obstinate pig, to tell you the truth. So you're getting ready for the fair. You're going to be finishing up your project. So tell me what happens, you know, because this is the big thing. And then after the fair's over, is it kind of like a letdown or you get to ease off a little bit as far as what you have to do?
Yeah, like we don't get our pigs till what, March, April? And so it kind of that in between fair time and then when we get our pigs is like a real relaxing time.
So are you going to continue on in 4-H and do you have any plans to continue after you graduate from high school?
I plan on finishing out my fair years, and then I'm hoping to go to Fair State University to go into law enforcement. So,
well, Libby, I want to thank you so much for stopping by and talking to us about your 4-H career. You're a busy lady, and we want to wish you and everyone that you're connected with in 4-H, the best of luck in the future.
Thank you so much.
All right, that's Libby Fee. She is our 4-H'er of the week from the State Line Hustlers. And this is John Kane saying so long for 4-H of the week here on 103.9 WLEN.
Thank you for listening. We hope you've enjoyed the 4-H'er of the week program on WLEN.com. Tune in to 103.9 WLEN every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. for an all-new episode on Lenawee County's best radio station, 103.9.